Well, it's good to see you guys this morning, and it is Valentine's Day, and it's a rainy Valentine's Day. We've had a lot of rain lately, haven't we? I think I've had enough, but the Lord knows how much we need. We just trust Him with that. Anyway, it is Valentine's Day, and I think a good question is what the question I asked in there just now is, how does God feel about that? How does God feel about Valentine's Day? And I think that's a really good, valid question to ask, because we want to know, how does God feel about Valentine's Day? First of all, what's the first word that comes to your mind when you think about Valentine's Day? What's the word that we think about with Valentine's Day? What? Love. Yeah, it popped right in your head, didn't it? Love. That's what we think. Valentine's Day? Oh, that's all about love, right? And it is. And God's pretty excited about love, right? I mean, God's pretty big on love. The question is, and the thing we've got to ask ourselves, we've got to be really careful, is in God's mind, what's love all about? If you ask the average person, here I'm talking about the average person may not be a Christian. Around here the average person may be, but in a lot of places the average person is definitely not a Christian. If you ask them, what do you think when you hear the word love, what's love all about? Do you have any idea what you think might come to a lot of people's minds? But I think to a lot of people, it's kind of an emotional thing. You know, they think about emotions and feelings, you know? And so they think, love? Oh, that's about emotion. Oh my goodness, my heart's doing flip-flops. I must be in love, you know? And that's kind of the way we think about love. It's this emotional thing that happens and your heart starts beating fast or something. You get excited emotionally and we think that's love if you feel attracted to somebody. And we can think that way. And by the way, in the Bible, love doesn't have a lot to do with those emotions. Sometimes emotions follow with love. They often do, but the real love's not really so much about emotions. It's really not. Here's another thing that some people will talk about when they talk about love. People will use love this way. They'll say, you know what? I can use love as a way to get what I want. And they use love to manipulate people. People will say things like, if you love me, you would, and then fill in the blank, whatever they want you to do. If you really love me, you'd do this. If you really love me, you'd do that. And eventually that can lead to, if you really love me, you'd have sex with me or something like that. That's not love. That's not love at all. That's somebody manipulating somebody selfishly to get what they want. That's not love. So who invented love anyway? Who invented it? God. Yeah, God invented love. He's the one that started love. The Bible says He loved us. We love Him. Why? Because He first, yeah, you know the verse, first loved us. He loved us. He's the one that invented love. He shows us what love's all about. He defines it. I want you to listen, first of all, to something Jesus said. This is in Matthew 22. A man came to Jesus and said, Teacher, called Jesus Teacher. He said, Teacher, what's the greatest commandment in the law? And Jesus answered the question. Listen to what Jesus said. He said to him, this is what Jesus said, you shall love. There's the word. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, with all your mind. Love God. And then Jesus didn't stop there. He said, the second commandment is just like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. He used the word again. You shall love. And God emphasizes that over and over and over. For example, in John 15, He says, this is my commandment that you, are you listening? Love one another. So God's really big on love. Listen to this. This is 1 John 3:11. For this is the message that you heard from the beginning, that you should love one another. Love one another. God's big on love. Here it is again, 1 John 3:33. This is a commandment that we should believe on the name of His Son, Jesus Christ, and love. Did you hear it? Love one another as He gave us commandment. We're supposed to love each other. Yeah. Now, listen. We know God says to do it. We've seen several verses there where He says, this is it. This is, you've got to do it. You've got to love. You've got to love. You've got to love. But we might say, well, what is it? What is it? What does it mean to love? If it's not an emotion, how do you love God? What does it mean to love other people? What does it mean to love God? And He tells us that too. Listen to this. This is 1 John 5:3. For this is the love of God, listen now, that we keep His commandments. This is the love of God, that we keep His commandments. And here's another verse in 2 John 1:6 where He says the same thing. This is love, that we walk after His commandments. That's love, to walk after His commandments, to keep His commandments. Here's the point. Here's the deal. God's the one that made us. God's the one that invented love. God knows what love's all about. In fact, the Bible says God is love. You remember that verse? God is love. And He's given us commandments. He made us, and He's given us commandments. Now, why did He give us commandments? Because He knows what works in life. He knows what will bring us the most joy and the most peace and the fewest regrets. When we say, Lord, I want to live Your way, we look back with few regrets. We look with joy. Commandments, when we keep God's commandments, it's a way of showing we love God. It's a way of showing we love each other. It's a way even of showing we love ourselves when we keep God's commandments. That's love. That's the way to show God's love, when we obey Him. And it brings joy to us. It brings joy to others. It brings joy to God. No regrets. The world's kind of love is filled with regrets. When you leave God out of it and say, well, I'm going to go with my emotions, or I'm going to use the word love to manipulate somebody to do what I want them to do, all kinds of regrets. I promise you guys, that doesn't lead to joy. That doesn't lead to peace. That doesn't lead to good outcomes. So don't ever let anybody manipulate you by saying, well, if you love me, you would do this for me. I don't care what it is. Fill in the blank. If they say, if you love me, you'd do this for me, you say to yourself, they don't know what love is. You might want to say it to them. You don't know what love is. You don't understand love at all. You're just being selfish. You just want something for yourself. That's not love. That's not love at all. And so when we love as God loved us, how did He love us? How did He love us? What did He do to show His love for us? He died, right? To pay for our sins so that we wouldn't have to die ultimately, so that we could have eternal life. That's the ultimate love. God shows us that kind of love. And then He turns around and says, now, you love each other the way I command you. Not the way the world says to love, the way I command you. So how does God feel about Valentine's Day? Well, He's pretty big on it. If we mean by love what He means by love, it's a good thing. Let's just make sure we're loving the way God tells us to love and the way God loved us, okay? Let's pray. Father, thank You so much for these kids, and thank You so much for Valentine's Day, and thank You for love. Thank You that You are love, and You invented love, and You're the one that showed us what love's all about. Thank You, Lord, that You loved us enough to die on the cross for us, to pay for our sins, and to give us eternal life. Thank You that You've taught us that love is obeying You and following You and listening to You. And Lord, we know that there's a world out there that tries to say that love is an emotion, or that love is a way of getting something selfishly. Lord, help us to recognize that quickly and never give in to that kind of false definition of love. Lord, it's a perversion of Your true love. So help us to love like You loved. Help us to be gracious and kind and to obey Your commandments and to follow You always and to love You a lot, so that we won't have any regrets. Lord, thank You so much for love. Thank You so much for Jesus. We pray in His name. Amen. Thank you guys for coming. God bless you. Have a great day and a great Valentine's Day. Stay in the battle.